Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
And what we do tonight is something that you'll really find this exercise good for your clients. It's similar, but intentions are more for love, forgiveness. Changing us as a person, you know, not achieving, something like money or material things or anything like that, which is, you know, what we use goals for. You know, so this shapes our lives. So, in order to consciously help you set an intention, what we're going to do, you know, is to set an intention that you'll be happy with, that you really want to turn, you know, make part of you, is your growth, is. We're going to do an intention meditation where we're going to take a personal intention, a spiritual intention, that we can begin to work with in our everyday lives. And so what I'd like everybody to do is just get comfortable in your chair, feet on the floor, and move out, take the space you need. If somebody's, when you're meditating, you want your space, you need your space. If somebody's crowding around you, just say, please, move out. Take the space you need. Okay, now I want you to look around the room and just assure your ego and your intellect that you're safe, that it's okay to just leave and meditate. Just look around the room, assure yourself that you're safe. And take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Take another deep breath and let out the sound, ah. And with the next breath, close your eyes, relax, and listen to the sound of my voice. And I want you to consider several different types of intentions that can be very powerful in our lives. I'm going to mention 7 or 8 intentions in this meditation and walk you through them. And if after this meditation you decide you'd like to work with some with a different intention, that's fine. Just work with these exercises that we come up with for now. And think about the word, any word, and what it means to you. And see if you can feel what that word feels like deep inside yourself. Now I'm going to turn on some music because music puts us in the angelic realm. Now breathe deeply and relax. Now the first word I want you to think about is peace. And for a few moments, think about what the word peace means to you. Now see if you can feel a deep sense of peace inside yourself. In every cell of your body, know what it feels like to be at peace. The next word I want you to think about is joy. For a few moments, think about the word joy and what it means to you. Now begin to feel a sense of deep joy within yourself. The next word I want you to think about is forgiving. For a few moments, think about the word forgiving and what it means to you. See if you can feel a deep sense of forgiveness within yourself, inviting every cell in your body to know how it feels to be forgiven. Our next word is empathetic. For a few moments, think about the word empathetic, what it means to you. Begin to feel a deep sense of empathy deep within yourself. Don't rush. Just feel in every sense of your body, every cell, what it feels like to be empathetic. Our next word is patience. For a few moments, think about the word patience, what it means to you. Begin to feel a deep sense of patience within yourself. Don't rush. Just see what patience feels like in every cell of your body. next word is love. For a few moments, think about what the word love means to you. Begin to feel a sense of that love deep within yourself. Inviting every cell in your body to know what it feels like to be loving. Our final word is oneness. For a few moments, think about the word oneness, what it means to you. Begin to feel a sense of that oneness deep within yourself. That feels best within yourself. So our first word was peace. Then joy. Forgiveness. Empathy. Patience, love, and oneness. Now, keeping your eyes closed, bring your hands up and put them over your eyes, keeping them closed. Palms of your hands over your eyes. Now keeping your eyes closed. Palms over your eyes. Now open up your eyes behind the palms of your hands. Now slowly part your fingers, letting the light meet your eyes. Now bring your hands down. Put them down on your thighs, and look around the room. You're now in present time. To give you a quick example before we get into the exercise, I had a client some years ago that was, he was a student, he was from India. And he came to one of my classes where we were doing manifestation, and we were talking about the open heart. And he came up to me after the class, and he says, "Joe, what you're saying?" He says, "It makes a lot of sense, but he says, I just don't know how I can do this." He said, "You know," he said, "I'm here driving this taxi cab to pay for my college." He said, "I really hate this job. I hate the people that I'm dealing with." He said, "You know, I'm falling behind in my studies because I'm having to drive this taxi cab so many hours, and it's just real. I just hate everything right now." And I said, "What you need to do is you need to look at your taxi cab, treat everything with love." And we went through some things with him, how he could be more loving, and he goes, "All right, I'll try this for 30 days. So what he did was really unique. He washed his taxi cab, which was pretty filthy. I didn't see it, but it was pretty filthy. And he made it very nice. He dressed it up. He put back massagers on the seats in the back so people would feel comfortable. He put a new stereo system in his taxi cab so it played nice, soothing music instead of the stuff you usually hear in the taxi cabs or the chatter and things like that. And he just loved it. He said, "You know, every cab," he said, "you know, a person that got in his cab," he said, "Okay, I love this person because they got in my cab instead of somebody else's, so I love them." And he just felt it through the heart. Well, he got more and more and more business, and he made more and more money, and it really helped ease it there. Then, in doing that, within a few weeks, he got an offer from a limousine service, one of the premier ones in Pittsburgh at that time, you know, making even more money, but the hours were more conducive for his college, so he could study and do the things he needed to do and make more money than he was making now. And then here's the big thing. I can't remember the name, he said, but there was this recording artist, model that got in his taxi cab to take to the airport, and he described how beautiful she was, and I remember seeing a picture, and she really was, and he said, she told him after the ride, she says, "I really enjoyed this ride," and she said, "I don't ever do this, but," she said, "when I come back to Pittsburgh, you want to go out?" You know? And he called because, "I can't believe this beautiful girl actually asked me out." And it was all because he changed from being miserable and hating everything to loving everything. 30 days, all those things happened to him. But that's the power of what can happen. All the world loves a lover. It's very true.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.